The Lord Saints, this is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to take you straight into a message that we did at the Divine Connection Conference here in the city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I hope you enjoy the message. We'll come at the end and give you more details if you'd like to have a free copy. God bless you. Let's go now into the Word of God.
Hallelujah. First, I reverence the Lord Jesus Christ, the head of the church, to Apostle Ville, angel of this house, and I thank you for that apostolic blessing at the beginning. Amen. To all of the ministers of the gospel in this place, I honor you highly. Amen. I thank God for your gifts. To Minister Ruth, I just love her. She's my friend. Amen. She asked me to teach on walking in truth. And that's what I'm going to attempt to do. And let me just give you my testimony. Everybody got a testimony. Amen. I'm give you my testimony, such as I have, give I thee. After next month, it'll be going on 36 years, so 35 years now, walk with God. And I got saved March 4th, 1980. I've always desired Jesus. I haven't always maintained Jesus, but I've always desired him. And when I got saved, I was hungry for nothing but his life. I don't want a car. I don't want a church. I don't need no members. I don't need no money. I want that life. Amen. That was always my passion. Amen. And in those 35 years, I thought it was impossible. I got to thinking that because I'm human, I'll never have that life. We all gonna sin, you know. Bible said we all have sin, but the scripture didn't say we all have to keep sinning. I had to find that out because I had a lot of doctrines holding me back from what I wanted. I don't know what everybody else wants. I'm serious. I don't want another natural blessing. Now, God will bless you naturally, but that's not my passion. My passion is that life. Now, the last several years of my walk with God has been the sweetest life I have ever lived. And God is my witness. I stand before him, I lie not. Every day of my life, I've come to realize walking in the Spirit is a reality. In Galatians, he said, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." He named 17 lust of the flesh, and when he got to number 17, he could have continued, but when he got to number 17, he said, "And like of the which," in other words, you won't do none of these 17 things and nothing like it. You know, the lust of the flesh is sin, and you know what that scripture really saying, and I got the entire canon to back it up now, and you need to test what I'm saying too. Bible said we're supposed to try every spirit. Test this message. Okay, I challenge you in the love of God, test it. But you know what the Bible really saying? It's simply saying if you walk in the Spirit, you won't sin. And I just don't think we hear enough messages that, you know, you can tap into the Spirit and never sin again. Yeah, I hope there's more in the body of Christ. Believe it, because it's the mind of God. It's the heart of the Father. It has always been in the scriptures. It's all over the Bible. And I could have walked like that from day one, but I didn't know it. So I thank God for my walk in the Spirit. Amen. And I love it. And I tell everybody all the time, I'd rather die than live any other way. Amen. I done did some of everything before I was saved and since I've been saved. I missed it more than everybody, I think. But thank God I've learned that I can maintain the life of Christ. Now, I'm going to approach the scriptures for a few minutes. And if this message is true, it should be proven from Genesis to Revelation. I don't know if you want a house, a car, or a church, or a ministry. I don't know what you want, but this is what I want. I want that life. Hallelujah. Now, let me share this. You know the story how when Peter and the apostles, they came to the courts of Caesarea Philippi, and Jesus challenged them. He said, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And then they begin to talk. Some say, you're Elias, one of the prophets of Jeremiah. He said, but who do you say that I am? And all of a sudden, Peter had a revelation. He said, you're the Christ. He didn't say you're Jesus. Jesus was the Savior, the human. He's fully God, fully man. But Peter tapped into divinity. He tapped into the Christ. Peter caught that revelation and he said, Peter, he said, you're Peter. You're natural. That revelation you just got is supernatural. That revelation is divinity. Upon this, I'm going to build my church. And when we realize that the church is built on divinity, then we won't be so caught up on humanity. And my problem in my life is I had so much humanity. Come on now. Now, and when you're walking in the spirit, it don't mean you cease to be human. There's nothing spooky about walking in the spirit. But it is a reality. And it's a reality for everyone that want it. If you want to get to a place to where you never sin again. I know people look at me crazy. Some people, not you guys here tonight. But you can get to a place in God where you don't have to sin ever again. And if I'm telling the truth, the Bible ought to back it up. Every chapter, every verse. Hallelujah. So he said, upon this, I'm going to build my church. Now, Paul made a statement in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5. Paul said, we preach not ourselves. Paul said, we preach, he didn't say Jesus Christ. Paul said, we preach Christ, Jesus. And what I used to do is, I don't know about you, but I had so many false doctrines in me and so much leaven in my thinking. And what I would do is when I got up, truly called by God to preach, and when I got up, I was so conscious of my humanity and I had all kinds of doctrines helping to support my mindset. And I would take this holy document, this pure word of God, this divinity that came from heaven. And when I would take it from the pages and preach it, I would include my humanity in it. Because I know I had frailties. I knew in my heart that, you know, I had doctrines that said, you know, everybody gonna sin. You know, God understand we're human. I'm talking, these are doctrines. These are doctrines, church. And so I had all that in my mind, and I'd preach this holy book. And let me tell you something. There ain't no humanity in this book. Now, I hope you know what I'm talking about now. This book is holy. This book says what it means what it says. And one day I got a revelation, and he said that if you don't preach it, you won't reach it. And when I got that revelation, when I started preaching it, I hadn't reached it yet. I had to preach it while I was messed up. But I stand here today to tell you, that word, that divinity that I begin to preach without adding any man to it, without adding anything to it, that word brought me where I am. And what happened is when I was taking this book and mixing it with humanity, preaching it to the saints, you wonder why nobody in the church walking exactly like Jesus. Because that was God's intention. And it's still God's intention. And it has never ceased to be God's intention. But we wonder why I don't see another Christ walking the earth. Because I don't know about nobody else, but I was taking this divinity and I was mixing it through my mindset and put humanity in it. Not purposely. Amen. Sometimes I did it ignorantly. But when I found out what I was doing, I said, I'll never, as long as I live, lower God's standard. I had no idea that if I just took it off the pages and preached it exactly like it was on the page, I had no idea that that word would pick me up and rid me of my skeletons in the closet, rid me of all of my sins, rid me of all of my mindsets. And I come to town to the church that the life is real. You can walk in the Spirit and never sin again. And if we don't believe that, we're going to have to shut this book and look God in the eyes and say, these scriptures are not true. And I don't think nobody got the nerves to do that. So Paul said, we preach not ourselves. We preach Christ. That is the only thing we're supposed to be preaching. If I preach this book and get up and say nobody's perfect. Come on now, if I preach this book and say we all got issues, we all got skeletons. God didn't send me to preach that. He ain't tell none of us to preach that. He knew where we were when he called us. He said, get up and preach Christ. And when we preach Christ, we'll produce Christ. If we don't do that, we produce anti-Christ. Let me read this right fast. In 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, it says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walketh in the truth. I had the truth in me, but I wasn't able for whatever reason to walk in that truth. I'm talking about consistently. I'm talking about 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, every day in my thoughts, in my emotions, in my feelings, in my imagination. I'm talking about everything. Now either I'm up here lying or I'm preaching the truth. So he said, God is sitting here, I rejoiced. God is rejoicing tonight because what I yearned for, he brought me there by his power. And then there's a scripture that said, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Then there's another scripture, it's all over the Bible. There's another scripture in the book of Peter that says, now if you do these things, you will never fall. Wait a minute, where did those scriptures come from? They in the Bible. And I know somebody going to say, well, the Bible said a righteous man falls 7 times. Well, after 7 times, you ought to be tired. And I went and searched that out because I used that scripture when I was falling up and down. And I was taught that scripture. I one day went and checked it out, and that scripture not talking about sin. It's talking about a righteous man living right and an unrighteous man setting stumbling blocks in his way. And God said, you might make him stumble 7 times, but I'm getting him up. That's what that scripture in context is talking about. But I had interpreted and heard it taught as a sin doctrine. Why would God have that scripture over there? You're going to fall 7 times and got scriptures over here promising you if you do this, you'll never fall. Come on now. Wait a minute. If I teach anything and it don't match something else in the scripture, that didn't come from the Father. Because everything in this book match perfectly. And if a message you hear, that's why the Bible says 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, test every message. Try every spirit. And I'm saying try this message. Try this spirit. And how you try it is 1 John 2:27, by the Holy Ghost. The Bible said the anointing that you receive abideth in you, and you need not that any man should teach you. Any man, well, you got 5 office ministry, Father. Yeah, but you're not just dependent on them. I got a teacher on the inside of you called the Holy Ghost. And whatever they say, if the Holy Ghost don't back it up, don't buy it. 1 John 2:27. Then St. John chapter 16, 13 through 14 says, now when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he going to guide you into all truth. So how do you try the Spirit? By the Holy Ghost and the Holy Canon. So what God told me at the beginning of the year, I got saints sitting in churches all over the world, and they are unapproved before me. because I told them, study to show yourself approved. But most of them, even in my ministry, when I said mine by stewardship, even in the ministry God had called me to for many times, I had got up and preached, and the people just took my conviction, never went home to get their approval from God. Because he told you to test that before you put it in your belief system. And most of the church believe what their preacher taught, or what their religion taught, or what their denomination teaches, or what their circle teaches, and never went and got an approval from God. And God said, a bunch of them going to come up to the throne, stand unapproved, because you got the conviction of your leader, and I told you to check out every one of them. Acts 17, verse 11, the Bible said Paul preached, and the Berean saints heard him gladly. And they went and checked one of the greatest teachers of all Christianity, other than Jesus. And God, in the scripture, called him noble for doing it. You are noble to check every message, every preacher, every church. And it's not an insult to do that. It's the Bible. Now check this message out by the Holy Ghost and the Holy Canon. Now, God's rejoicing that you got truth in you, but he's going to rejoice even greater when you're walking in truth. John 17, 17, the scripture says clearly, thy word is truth. So we know what he's talking about. Okay? Psalms 119, 89. Forever, O Lord, the word is settled. Now it needs to be settled in the believer. That what this book say, it's a done deal. Okay? All right, let's establish that. John 10, verse 35, Jesus made the statement, the scripture cannot be broken. If it's written, you cannot use your assumption. You cannot add your humanity. You cannot, with that human stuff, God said, don't even bring that to the canon. I'm telling you, this is what the Father said. In fact, God, weary of hearing all that garbage, ain't nobody's perfect. Perfect in the Bible 120 times, and we done made a ministry out of it. And we're not talking about human perfect. We might ought to find out what the Father talking about, but I'm telling you, not here, but I'm telling you, it's a ministry now. And God is sick of hearing that. God want to hear some divinity going over the pulpit. Scripture cannot be broken. Let me give you an example, and I'm finna wind it up pretty soon here. Let me give you an example. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 34. Very clear. You can't add nothing to it. You can't take nothing. I'm talking about if we're going to walk in truth. If we're going to walk in truth, we're going to have to walk in the scriptures. You're going to have to discard the doctrines of men, the doctrines we done assumed. Whatever you think about this, you're going to have to deal with it. The scripture says, 1 Corinthians 15, 34, awake to righteousness and sin not. Wait. Jesus said that scripture can't be broken. What is that doing in there if I can't sin not? If I can't stop sinning and never sin again? Why is that in there? And then he goes on to say in the same scripture, awake to righteousness, sin not. Then he said, now some have not this knowledge. I speak to your shame. Shame on the body of Christ if we no longer believe these scriptures. I didn't say that. Now Paul wrote that. Shame on anybody that would hear this message from the Father and say, well, can't nobody do that. Can't nobody live like that. That's your thinking. That's not God thinking. It never came from God. Never. Not one time. That didn't come from heaven. Okay, Ephesians 4:26. Be angry, but don't sin. And I know we're talking about, don't have nothing in your heart, just go to bed. But he said, don't sin. That's a confirming verse. Now, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 says this, that no prophecy of the scriptures is of any private interpretation, meaning nothing in the Bible. I can't give an interpretation of nothing in the Bible. No preacher,
No church, no man, no denomination. And then the book, the Bible, the whole Bible is a book of prophecy. The Bible said the testimony of the Lord is the spirit of prophecy. The whole book. Now, the scripture says, 2 Peter 1, verse 20, no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Why, Lord? This book interprets itself. I just gave you one verse, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 34. It says, awake to righteousness and sin not. Here's another verse that's going to confirm it. Ephesians 4, 26, it says, be ye angry, sin not. Then you got Galatians 5, verse 16, that says that this I say then, walk in the spirit and you won't sin. That's really what he was talking about. And it's all over the Bible. That's the mind of God. Now, the mind of men been preached to the sons. And God had to correct me. And as he corrected me, I'm saying now to the church, church, he's coming back for those walking in truth. Jesus said in John 5:39, the religious leaders of that day dealing with him and want to kill him, he said, you better go search the scriptures, because in these scriptures you think you have eternal life. You think you saved. You think you're going to heaven. But you better search these scriptures and make sure your life and your beliefs is lined up with this book. That's what Jesus said. And he said it to the church of our day. We better go search the scriptures. Because these scriptures tell us we're on the right road. I'm just going to quote a few. All right. Here it is in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. And 22, here's what it says clearly. Clearly. And you can't add nothing to it. He said, even hereunto were you called, that Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example. Now that suffering there, if you study it out, is self-denial. It's not suffering with doing without food and poor. No, it's really, Jesus said, except you take up your cross, deny yourself, follow me. Watch this. You cannot be my disciple. And I'm telling you, people's done assume that they can live in the flesh and that they can have a little humanity and make it in. And it ain't in the scriptures. It's not in the scriptures. It's not there. He said, I left you an example that you should follow my steps. Okay? I'm supposed to follow his steps. Then you got Ephesians 5 verse 1 that says, be followers of God as dear children. Then Jesus made the statement, I am the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. John 14 and 6. So you got all these scriptures agreeing, but our human mind said, but you know, we can't do that. I promise you a lot of folks think that. Oh, yeah, I know it. I thought it. Until God corrected me. He said, left you an example that you should follow my steps. Next verse said, who did no sin. That's another scripture. See, now watch this. I know we late, but I'm going to wrap this up. That's why I ain't going to let you read. I'm going to just quote a few and I'm going to get up, sit down. But if this is boring you, you want that house, that natural blessing more than you want this. Because this is not being preached in the church like it should be preached. I'll give you another scripture. Scripture interprets scripture. Okay? Either I'm preaching my interpretation of the scriptures or I'm going to let the scripture preach itself. Let me give you another scripture. 1 John. Chapter 2, verse 6. If you say you abide in him, you ought, go check it out now when you get a chance. You ought to walk like he walked. How did he walk? Never sin. So the message is, as babes in Christ, if you'd have been taught right, you didn't have to sin. That's what he did on Calvary. He did not die up there just to say you covered, but under the cover you still sinned. No, 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 no. That's the wrong. That's the devil put that in the church. Those are doctrines of demons. For verse 1, the Bible says that in the latter time, many going to depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's a doctrine of a devil. That didn't come from the head of the church. It didn't. I'm sorry, ain't no real justification that just got you believing in what he did, but ain't no life. Bible said, 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, if you say you abide in him, you ought to walk. Come on. Is that sin? No. It's in the scriptures. It's in the scriptures. Ephesians 5, 25 through 27. It says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church, gave himself on Calvary, rose the third day, gave himself for it, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church. Watch this now, not having spot or wrinkle, if you ain't get that, or any such thing. Where's that church at now? Where's the church in the scriptures? Where is it? It'll never rise until somebody preach it. Because he said, how can they hear without a preacher? And I'm going to sound the alarm that this church got to rise. And he said that he might present it to himself. Now, assumption, doctrines make us think he got so much grace that he going to accept something other than the scriptures. Jesus said these scriptures can't be broken. Why we think God going to accept something other than that? Why? It came from doctrines of devils preached by men. Many of them loved God. I loved God and I preached it until God woke me up and said, stop preaching humanity and preach
Lord Saints, we're going to have to cut into the broadcast. We're just about out of time. But if you want more free teaching and you want a free copy of this message, go to our webpage, www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. There's more information on the web, how to get in contact with us and how you can get free copies of the message. If you'd like to call us, you can call us at 225-272-6647. That's 225-272-6647. We hope you enjoyed the broadcast today. I want to encourage you for the rest of your life, walk in truth. Amen. And look up, because our redemption is drawing near. May the Lord bless you and may he keep you. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis saying, we love you. We thank God for you. And remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.
Someone cares for you. His name is Jesus. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. His name is Jesus.